Legislators in New York voted last week to approve a $93 billion state budget, overriding Governor George Pataki's veto. The budget would allow New York City to raise income and sales taxes to plug its $3.8 billion deficit. The slowdown on Wall Street and the impact of the 2001 terrorist attacks have left the city struggling through the toughest economic climate in years, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Okay, we're going to enter into the deluxe suite right now. This is one of the largest suites of the hotel.
Scott Hagen is taking a visitor on a tour of the new Wall Street region, where he works as rooms division manager. The hotel is luxurious enough to please the most discerning CEO, with a sleek day spa, an enormous ballroom, and rooms bigger than many New Yorkers' apartments.
Entering into the bathroom. The suite bathroom has double vanities. All the rooms and suites have a 6-foot soaking tub. The suites have a private commode area.
Is this marble?
It is marble, yes.
The Regent was one of a slew of hotels that opened in New York in the late 1990s during the stock market boom, when it seemed like New York was awash in money. But this year, the Regent, like other hotels, has seen its vacancy rate rise, although it doesn't want to say by how much. Chris Knebel is the hotel's president and managing director.
Well, obviously, that's a very challenging economic environment at the moment. And really, the struggle that we've had, like many other industries, certainly the hotel industry, has had no ability to price. So there's really no pricing power. So we've certainly had to be more flexible. There's been a lot of cost cutting, a lot of soul searching in terms of what services and amenities to offer. It's something that needs to be managed every single day.
The hotel has been hit by two forces that have walloped the economy of the entire New York region: a decline in business and international travel after September 11th, and a big drop in revenue on Wall Street. Ray Rosen is senior economist at the Federal Reserve.
Well, New York City has really slowed more than the rest of the country, but certainly the rate of decline and the total loss was proportionately greater here than it was elsewhere in the country.
The slowdown has manifested itself in numerous ways. Unemployment is 8.5%, the highest of any major metropolitan area in the nation. Commercial real estate vacancy rates are up. Retail sales are down. Nonprofit groups have had a tough time raising money. Keith Dunn used to work as a box office manager at a small theater on the Upper East Side. He was laid off 6 months ago. He finally found work as a receptionist.
There were so many people who were unemployed and looking for work and so few jobs that it was very difficult. I actually ended up getting this job because I knew somebody who worked there. If I didn't, I would still be unemployed.
Dunn is reading a book on a park bench in the shadow of the Flatiron Building. This neighborhood is the epicenter of New York's new media industry, which has rapidly shed jobs. One sector of the economy that's held up pretty well is residential real estate, but that's likely to change if job losses continue. Not far away sits a Russian immigrant named Igor, who works in digital publishing. He says a lot of people he knows have been laid off.
I am afraid to buy a house or a good apartment because I don't sure I can keep my job like 100%, and I am afraid to get in a worse situation, so I just rent apartment.
The downturn has hit city government especially hard. More so than most places, New York relies heavily on personal and corporate income taxes to fund services, and the drop in high-income Wall Street jobs has helped leave New York deep in the red. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has cut some services, but lawmakers have also improved an increase in the sales tax and a tax surcharge on high-income earners. That's come on top of steep rent, transit, and property tax increases. Marcia von Wagner, economist at the Citizens Budget Commission, worries that at a time when taxes are already high, the latest increases could worsen New York's plight.
We have a very high tax burden, so it really exacerbates our competitive problems, which means that it's harder to attract businesses, it's harder to keep residents here if they can't have opportunities to move or can afford to move to the suburbs or whatever. It puts more of that at risk.
But Ray Rosen of the Federal Reserve doubts that raising taxes will lessen New York's competitiveness because so many other places, including some neighboring states, are considering doing the same thing.
If we were an isolated island raising our taxes in isolation, I think the impact would be far more detrimental than if we're raising our taxes and other parts of the country and other nearby cities are raising their taxes.
Rosen notes that the city has been through tough times before, such as the mid-1970s, and survived. One advantage now, she says, is that the city has just emerged from a long period of prosperity and falling crime. That has left many New Yorkers far more confident about the city's future than they used to be. Whatever else it does, she says, New York has to keep its crime rate from rising again. As long as it does so, she says, most New Yorkers will be willing to wait it out until the inevitable rebound occurs. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.